My sister's kid is tattooed from his head down to his toes. He claims trouble follows him everywhere he goes. He's such a lazy, loafing, good for nothing, drunken slob. But still he thinks I ought to give his sorry ass a job. Yeah,
people and their problems are giving me a pain. People and their problems are messing with my brain. I try to help them some, but they always stay the same.
Thanks for coming out, the great San Francisco, greatest city, and the amazing Fillmore, and you know, the unbelievable. It's good to be alive, you know what I mean, isn't it? That's what I say. That's what I like. That, I find that to be the goodest thing there is, to be alive. And the reason it's so good is because it's so bad to be dead. It's not like life's so fucking great, but compared to being smothered in earth. So I've just, every day I'm happy. Not, that's my goal in life, is not to die. Everybody need a goal. And so that's my New Year's resolution every year. I go, I'm not going to die. I think actually scientists should kind of look into that whole death thing, because they seem to focus on diseases. And you know, I don't give a fuck about them, because you know, the guy go, hey, you got, we fixed your arthritis. And they go, I'm still going to die? They go, yeah. So that, I think, is the biggest problem. That's why I can't get behind politicians, you know, because they're always like, our biggest problem today is unemployment. And I'm like, what about getting old and sick and dying? And they usher me out the back way, you know, but seriously, if there was a politician ever that said, by my second term, there will be no death, I go, I'm voting for that fucker. I'd just give that guy all my money. And I'd sit on a chair. Sometimes I actually think I won't die. You ever think that? You go, fuck it, I'm not dying. But in your mind, when you know you analyze, you realize, you know, like I'm, you know, my dad died and my grandfather died and my great grandfather died, you know, and the guy before him, I don't know, probably died. I think he died. Because otherwise he'd be on Extra. No, I come from a long line of death. That's my point. That's my point. And so I fear it, you know, I fear it a lot. And I think most of us do, you know. But it's funny, like how, like what we fear, how we're gonna die, it's always the ways we don't die, you know what I mean? Like we go, God damn, I hope a polar bear doesn't eat me, or some crazy shit, you know? Or I hope an airplane, you know, I got an airplane today. You know, every time you get on an airplane, you go, I hope I don't die. But you never die in an airplane. Ridiculous. Or you go, I hope a terrorist does not attack and kill me. I hope that doesn't happen. You know, you're always afraid of that. But you think about it, what's the odds that a terrorist will attack and kill you? You know, almost zero, you know? But what are the odds that you will be attacked and killed by your own heart? That's good. It's about 100%, you know, I think. Heart's not good. People think it is, but it isn't. People like hearts. They go, here's a Valentine's heart. You go, oh, yeah. I go, that guy's got a big heart. I go, you better fucking watch it then, because an attack and kill him. I don't know if he knows that. But that's what got my dad, his heart attacked and killed him. And he was lying on his bed, And boom, dead on the floor. You know, they said it was instantly. And my dad, he wasn't expecting it. He was looking for fucking Arabs and shit. And his heart attacked and killed him. And he was dead, like, instantaneously. And sad. We were all sad. When something like that happens, people just try to make you feel better. They'll say anything, you know. One guy said to me, "Don't worry, Norm. He died in his sleep. He didn't feel a thing." And I was like, "Really? When his heart attacked and killed him, he didn't?" Because I wake up like if my cat walks across my belly. You know that? Like... I don't know if my dad was that sound asleep. One guy said, "He's in a better place." I said, "He's on the floor. Dead. Earlier, he was alive on the bed with that Tempur-Pedic pillow I bought him for Christmas. I'm no physician, but I think that's the better place over there on the bed. Your only chance if you have a heart attack is if they get there early enough. They have these things called defibrillators, and what they do is they attack your heart. That's all the heart understands is violence, you know? And so they get there early, they go, "Ah," and then your heart's like, "Ah, wah, I wasn't gonna kill him." That's funny that you thought that. I was just worried he was eating too much eggs and shit. You actually get defibrillators. I urge you to get them, you know, because you can get them. I ordered them, you get them, and then you can teach your loved ones how to use them on you, and they even show how you can use them on yourself. And so I sent away for them, and I'm getting them. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. As soon as I get the box, I am going to preemptively attack my heart. And before it does anything, I'll just be like, "Ah," my heart's like, "Well, I didn't do anything." You go, "Fucking right, son, you're not going to. On account I'm carrying around these fuckers with me wherever I go." So I think I'll go on a roller coaster now and eat an egg.